We're checking in this morning with Congressman Tim Walberg, and lots going on in Washington, D.C. Of course, the big word yesterday, Brittany Griner being swapped for a Russian arms dealer. Paul Whelan, though, still there, the Michigan native, and I know you came out with a statement yesterday on it. The family, though, came out with a statement later saying they kind of understood the situation, but obviously hopes and prayers still that that Paul Whelan will be released, right?
Well, absolutely, and he should have been. He should have been released this time. He should have never been convicted. That's the bottom line. Here's a Marine, United States citizen, who was set up, and Russia has been unwilling to even negotiate on his release thus far, and to have a release. I mean, stop and think of the comparison. The guy who was responsible for killing numerous American citizens, setting up arms deals for drug traffickers in the United States, intent on harming America, a member of the Russian military, a close friend of Putin, compared to a basketball star, recreational drug user who got caught. I mean, come on, there is no comparison there. At the very least, it should have been the two for the one. A Marine who did nothing, who brought nothing into the country, was attempting to hurt no Russian. And if you'd put the two together, it still wouldn't have come up to equal with letting this terrible actor boot out of our prison and sending him home. So I don't know what the perception was. I don't know what the reason was, but I'm concerned that there was political decisions made in this release. On the same day we pass in the U.S. House and the Senate, and the president's going to sign the Disrespect of Marriage Act. So you can see that I'm pretty ticked. We've worked with this issue for 4 years. Paul Whelan's parents live in my district. At their age, they might not expect to see him while they're alive again. This will be the fourth Christmas that he is not home with them. And this is the decision. You know, nobody can feel bad about the fact that we have an American citizen coming home and arriving today, Ms. Griner, and for her family, the joy that they have. But doggone it, if this is the type of negotiations and what we accept, there's a real problem and concern that American citizens aren't being treated fairly even by our own government.
All right. This past week in the House, anything major that you guys got done?
We got the NDAA done and took away the vaccine mandate required for our military, which was absurd from the get-go, sending these people in harm's way of enemy bullets. And we're worried about them taking a vaccine, offering it to them, yes, but willing to discharge thousands of well-trained American military because of a mandate that government's put on to try to continue the farce that was the shutdown of America. So we did get that provision and significant provisions in making sure we take care of our military and their families, make sure that they don't miss the paycheck, and that we put funding in to make sure that our armaments are brought back up to snuff. So that was the one good major bill that we passed this week, besides the Disrespect for Marriage Act.
All right. Tim, tell you what, have a happy holiday weekend. Decompress a little bit when you get back here. And how about we wrap up things for the calendar year next Friday morning, all right?
We'll do, and hopefully we have a continuing resolution that's short-term. And when Republicans take the majority, we can do the right thing.
All right. Thanks. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Seventh District Congressman Tim Walberg from the airport in Washington, D.C. this morning.